Psalm 84. Let's look at verses 1 through 12. How malleable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. My soul longeth, yea, even faint, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Yes, yes. Yea, the sparrow have found a home, a house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thy altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Yes. Blessed are they that dwell in the house, for they will still, for they will be still praising thee. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them who, passing through the valley of Baca, make it a well. The rain also filleth the ponds, the pools, excuse me. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appear before God. O Lord, God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Selah. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in the courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of the wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we want to be blessed folks. Truly blessed folks. We want to be people who know truly the God from where our blessings flow. Father God, everybody's blessed today. We feel to live in a world, everybody blessed. But God, we want to be truly blessed. So we ask right now that you would take the scriptures, Father God, and explain them to us in a way, Father God, that we'll understand. The song says we understand better by and by. Father God, thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. I apologize. I get excited about it, and you guys had opened up the scriptures, and I already started, so I apologize for that, but I just want to get to this. Truly blessed. What does it mean to be truly blessed? What's it mean to be blessed? Some people say, well, to receive favor from God. What does receiving favor from God require from us? I hear people all the time, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm truly blessed. God is blessing me. God is blessing me. And you know what I look for? I look for the response from the person who's telling me they're blessed. What is that person's response? Here the writer of the Psalms says there's a response to God's blessing us. The world is full of folks being blessed. Some folks that look at the movie stars and the actors, and most folks that look at somebody with money and say, well, that person's blessed because they got money. Some folks would say, Jay-Z is truly blessed. Truly blessed. Not only does he have a lot of money, he got the most beautiful wife in the world. Let me tell you something. All blessings don't come from God. See, and let me think about it. What do you mean, Pastor? All blessings don't come from God. All blessings don't come from God. Satan blesses too. Satan, God has given Satan the ability to bless. Oh, come on now. You mean to tell me Satan can bless somebody? Yes, he can. Yes, he can. He offered God everything. He offered Jesus everything. Took Jesus out of the wilderness and said, listen, you bow down to me, and I'll give you everything. I heard Jake say God's word ain't changed. Said they ain't changed either. He's still blessing folks. How do I know? How do I know? How do I know? Because you tell me you blessed. The scripture we just read says you're going to do three things. Verse 4. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee. Verse number 5. Blessed is the man or woman whose strength is in thee. In verse 12. His response to God's blessing. The biblical man and woman. Verse 12. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay? So be careful with that word. Well, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. And could care less about the things of God. Could care less about going to church. Could care less about trusting in God. Because Satan can bless you too. What are you talking about, Pastor? Satan blesses. His blessings come with strings. God's blessings don't. How many know Satan? Satan making rappers every day. Satan making rappers and musicians every day. Anybody heard of satanic? The devil's rejects. Cannibalistic. These are names of rappers in the music industry. The Suicide Boys. November 17, 2017. Jay-Z said this. Satan is our true God. And that only idiots believe in Jesus. The billionaire rapper also claimed that God created Lucifer to be a bearer of truth and life, and that Jesus never existed but merely was a tool created by smart people to control dumb people like me. Okay, okay. Satan makes movie stars every day. How about the one movie star? Yeah, his name Christian Bale. Some of y'all might have seen this. He just won a, what they call it, a global award, some kind of award. He just won. He got up on stage and he said this. After thanking his cast members and his director, he said, thank you to Satan for giving me inspiration for this role. How many know that there's a thriving church in the world called the Church of Satan? Okay? I thought about this. I'm glad that Kier came in. Little Joshua and you know, I enjoyed The Lion King. The Lion King came out. The Lion King. Mustafa. On July, did I say it right? Mufasa. Mufasa. The Lion King. He the king. And Lion King 2 coming out. July 19th. Oh, Jacob, I know you're going to take your babies to see it. They go, oh, Daddy, Lion King 2 and little Joshua going to go see it. Lion King 2, the Lion King Pride Rock. Well, Mufasa had a son named Simba. And in Lion King 2, Simba is coming out as gay. And Simba says, Simba will fall in love with with a male lion. Let me tell y'all something, folks. Yeah, Satan ain't playing. Okay? Satan ain't playing. Now that's unheard of in the animal kingdom.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
But they wanna normalize it. Animals do it, people do it, it's just normal. And it's gonna be a million cells. It's gonna be millions, I don't know, $150 million, maybe $100 million first weekend it's out. Okay? And folks don't even know what's going on. People are just so blind, and you know what? If the church don't go, it won't make no money. And I say, if Christians stop giving their money to stuff, it'll shut down. Because Christians, only folks got money. Saved folk got money, and we under attack. Some people say, still be saying, I don't know what you talking about. Listen, Satan makes rappers, Satan makes movie stars. Listen, and I don't know y'all have, y'all don't say nothing, but y'all, I know y'all watching The Mass. Y'all looking at the masses? Y'all looking at the mass, where the singers disguise themselves in masses and sing? Have y'all seen the masses? Have y'all seen the costumes they wear? That's satanic. Those are satanic masses. You got a rabbit in a straitjacket, and a rabbit represents the fertility gods of Egypt and the ancient world. This is idols, and be careful with that stuff.
Amen.
Be careful with that stuff. Oh, man. Satan blesses. Have you seen the Black Panther movie? Oh, come on, Pastor. You know, the Black Panther movie. Black Panther. Idol. It's the Black Panther. Okay? Here's what a guy wrote. I didn't see it. He said at the very beginning, explain how the story began, and with a deity, God in the shape of a black panther, little g, that helps man gain knowledge by eating sacred plant, and the power gained helps him fight and slay opponents, created in a hidden town. A few minutes later, the king shows up at the man's house asking for proof of devotion to show an inner lip tattoo. I don't know. 2-hour long movie. I didn't see it. Okay. Pornography industry. Oh, Pastor, you've been down that road before. Yeah. Where are the movie stars at? I talked to the Catholic Church. They said, we can't find no nuns. Nobody want to be a nun no more. The Catholic Church, y'all think this is a small crowd here. You and the Catholic Church is shutting down everywhere because they can't find no nuns. They can find a whole lot of priests. They can't find no nuns. Why? Because the pornography industry is making $97 billion a year. Y'all heard me, right? $97 billion a year. Okay, where are you going with this, Pastor? Where are you going with this? I'm going somewhere with it. Thank you. Amen, am I? Listen, Satan makes politicians. Oh, y'all know that, huh? Man, Satan blesses politicians. Okay? And I'm going to say bipartisan. Because every bill passes, it's got to have bipartisan. Y'all know what bipartisan means, both parties. We got a government shut down. Okay? We got legalized booze, legalized weed, legalized abortion, legalized same-sex marriage, and don't y'all get caught up. R. Kelly, this whole R. Kelly thing is just the beginning stages of legalizing pedophilia. Okay? This is where we going. This is where our country is going. Okay? Because if I can just be born attracted to other men, and a woman can be born attracted to other women, why can't a man be born attracted to kids? They can't really let them all loose.
Uh-huh.
They get ready to let them all loose. They get ready. Then listen, I'm going to tell you where it's going. Okay? And Satan, of course, messes preachers.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. Listen, let me tell you something. You just turn on social media just for a minute, and you got more prophets. You got more prophets and apostles. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. I read this Bible.
Amen.
Okay? And Jesus had 78 disciples. He sent them out two by two. And when they all came back, the Bible says, I'm in Luke 6:13. Y'all be careful with these guys calling themselves apostles and these people calling themselves prophets. Okay? And it says, and they came back, and I'm in Luke 16:13. And it, when it was day, he called unto him his disciples. All the folks, all his followers. He called unto all his followers. Watch now. And chose 12. And he named apostles. 12. Now I work at a prison. You can't work at a prison if you can't count. One thing you got to do when you work at a prison is be able to count. Because you got to go by each cell, count time. 1, 2, 3, 4. And you got to count. If you got 120 in your unit, you better come up with 120. And they're going to, if you call in and say, well, I got 118. That ain't good. And the person in the count office is going to say, recount. Count again. And now you go back and 1, 2, 3, and you come up with 120. First 18, now 120. Now he's going to tell you, count again, because you're going to have two rights. Okay? Now if you come back the third time, 119, now they're coming over to count for you. And they're going to write you up. Because you can't count. You don't need to be working in a prison. Now, when I count these apostles, y'all stay with me. I hope everybody's at Luke 6:13. Because this is where I'm at. I see in verse 14, Simon, one. And Andrew, his brother, two. James, three. John, four. Philip, five. Bartholomew, six. Matthew 7, Thomas 8, James the son of Alphaeus 9, Simon called Zealous 10, Judas the brother of James 11, and Judas Iscariot 12.
Amen.
Where all these other apostles come from?
Amen.
Why would I turn on Facebook? Everybody's apostle. I got apostles. I got 20 on the east side, 10 on the north side, a couple on the south side. Okay. Where are you going, Pastor? I'm going somewhere. I just want you to know, at the end of the day, Satan's coming to cash in. And his works is manifest. You're going to see him. You'll see him in the church. You see him in the church, you see him in the streets, you see him in the world. Y'all not see him in the house of God. Okay? But you do. Now the works of Satan, Galatians 5:19. Now the works of the flesh are manifest. Plain to see. Which are these? Adultery? Fornication? Uncleanliness? Lasciviousness? Idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envying, murders, drunkenness, reveling, and such like, of which I tell you before, and as I told you in time past, they that do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, where you at, Pastor? I got one track mind 2019. One track mind. I don't care about you finding a mate. I don't care about your financial blessings. I'm not even worried about health issues because we all gonna get sick and die. Okay?
Amen.
I'm not worried about if you feel comfortable. I'm not trying to make you comfortable. I'm gonna get you ready for heaven.
Amen.
I'm gonna get you ready for heaven. That's the job. That's the job that the preacher's plan is prepared, have to be prepared to do. Listen. And I was talking about the preachers, and I had this text here. Think about it now. Ezekiel, the great prophet Ezekiel. Now, remember, he got sawed in half and got his head cut off because the Bible said he killed all the prophets. Okay? So, you know, this ain't nothing popular. You know, people, you know, preachers want to be popular. What's going on in the church? It's a house of God that I'll be referenced. I'm like, there's a way. You just got to come to God's house. Okay? And there's a way. Now I was talking about the funeral. I was talking about it on Wednesday night a little bit. Now I know I can touch a lot of nerves, and I was just saying what's on my mind because it's just on my mind. But there's a way that you have to come into God's house. Okay? Because I'm a man. And these eyes working, these hands working. I got emotions and I got feelings. And I don't need to see nobody. Okay. Y'all feel me? Most of the men in this church, we struggle. We got struggles. Okay? And the women in this church have responsibilities to understand that we have. We've been saved, but the flesh. So when you come to church and you have God ask you to speak, and you got your butt all out, your skinny jeans on, all tight. Listen. And then the man of God has a responsibility. How you can read the text off your phone? How you read the text off your phone? You so old school. That's what they tell me. They say, you so old school.
Amen.
You don't let a woman up in your poop unless you bring you water. All right. Amen. Let me read this text to you. Now I'm going to get to my subject. That's my, because I'm getting ready to preach this whole series on blessings. I want y'all to understand what blessings really mean. Here's the prophet Ezekiel. And God's talking to him. God talked to these prophets, not the ones on Facebook. God ain't talking to them. Okay? Well, God talked to these prophets about they put in the word of God. They didn't put it on Facebook. He said, moreover, he said unto me, son of man, eat thou finest, eat this roll, and go speak unto the house of Israel. What's he talking about? You take the word of God and you eat it. You eat it, you metabolize it, you digest it, and so I open my mouth. And he caused me to eat that roll. Oh, he produced some Holy Ghost digestive enzymes that enabled me to eat that roll. I don't know how big the roll was. I don't know if it was a sweet roll or whatever, a honey bun, whatever, but he caused me to eat that roll. And I believe it was just the word of God. He caused me to eat it. He caused me to eat it. Watch this now. And he said unto me, son of man, cause thy belly to eat and fill thy bowels with this roll that I give thee. Then did I eat it, and it was in my mouth as honey for sweetness. And you know what? When Ezekiel, when a prophet opened their mouth, guess what came out? The word of God. Thus say the Lord. Thus say the Lord. And nobody was going to change them. And when they couldn't be changed, when the people couldn't change them, when the people couldn't stop them from declaring thus say the Lord, guess what happened to them? They cut their heads off. They killed them. They destroyed them. Because they didn't want to hear it. And folks, let me tell you something. Folks still don't want to hear it. Folks still don't want to hear it. I go online. See what my people, you know, I got some people that still live in the church, they go to different churches. So I go online, it's making, I go online, see what, so I want to see what they're hearing. I want to see what they're hearing. So I go online, I go to Old North, I go to their website, and I see, you know, nice looking man, got a nice beard, real smooth, you know. Make sure you say, make sure you know Jesus. Then I go to Friendship website, and they just having a good time. Oh, they're having a good time over there. They've been running around. You go to to the other church over here where everybody went, that all the women preachers. They're all women preachers. They left here because they want to be preachers. And they took their husbands with them. I want to be a preacher. So I can't stay here because I want to be a preacher. Reverend, we got to leave because I think my wife is gifted and she needs to be a preacher. Well, you know, when your wife changed scripture. Okay? And you just go ahead on. And I miss you. We're going to miss you and everything. But, okay. Unless they tell me to leave, then, you know, I can't stand on that. Amen. But I was watching TV last night. Cindy, well, I don't know if she's watching. Karina and I watching the Dallas Cowboy game. Cowboys was getting handed to. Read it at me, they was getting rolled. They couldn't stop the run. I mean, the Rams just running the ball down their throat. Now, let me tell y'all something. Now, I'm going somewhere, Rita. You stay with me. I'm going to get you hooked up with some sports. Satan is just running down the church's throat. Just running up and down the field of God and scoring touchdowns. And that coach from the Cowboys. That coach from the Cowboys, he had them linebackers sitting there. And I thought, this dude is preaching in there. Like, I like it. I like it. I don't know that coach's name. I'm going to find out. But he was in their face. He was giving them the business. He was screaming at them. He was fired up. And I'm like, man, we need preachers like that. Man, we need some preachers that will get in the face of the church and say, what are y'all doing? This ain't no game. These speech. Amen. I mean, he was giving them the business. I thought he was going to hit him in the head with a clipboard. and they were sitting there looking like ghosts. And I'm like, that's what we need. They didn't kill these prophets. They didn't kill Jesus because he was talking about, you know, you need to think about how you're living and you might want to consider changing some things. No. When Jesus said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That was the most condemning message. He was condemning the world. That if you don't believe in me, there ain't but one other way. And it's going to hell. Amen. That's it. Folks don't like to hear that. Folks, let me tell you something. There ain't no Christian politicians. I don't care who you vote for. Ain't no politician a Christian. Amen. Period. Let me tell you something. There's no politician going to stand up and get in the Oval Office or get in front of the Senate and say, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him is the only way to heaven. And if you don't believe in him, if you in here today and don't believe in him, you're going to hell. No preacher. I mean, well, a lot of preachers won't even say that anymore, but no politician will. Maybe I did say it right. Many preachers typically say, listen. Everybody welcome. Everybody going to heaven. Just die. And that's your ticket. That's not true. Let me get to my text. That was my opening statement. Jeez. What do you say? Man, that was long. That was a whole sermon. Listen. Blessed are they that dwell in the house of God. What a great text. I know y'all familiar with Psalms 84. Listen. The writer of the psalmist is saying, how sweet, how wonderful, how beautiful are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. Listen, my soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. This is a worshiper here. This is somebody who wants to be in church and wants to be there for the right reason. And is prepared and want to come and want to hear from God. Want to hear from the Lord. And realizes this. He says, yea, the sparrow have found a house. How about that? The smallest bird have found a house. Build a nest in God's house. We got a squirrel living up in our roof. He got he just you can hear him. You come out here, you can hear him running around. He just loves being in the house of God. Okay? All the space up there and just running around. He's like, I'm just glad, you know, I got a house and it's warm up there. I know he's having a good time up in there. Okay? Listen. He said, and the swallow a nest for herself, that where she may lay her young. Let me tell y'all something. You bring them babies to church. You bring them babies to church. You bring Malachi to church. You set that Malachi here and you bring him up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. And bring Joshua and you bring them kids to church. We don't do that no more. Man, what was wrong with these kids? It's going to take me 2 months to get you in psych care, to get you in Belmont Pines to see the crazy man. You can come to church every Sunday to see the crazy man. And I'm telling you, what God's word says is true right here. He says, blessed are they that dwell in the house of the Lord, for they will be praising thee. You know what that means? They're going to be praising thee in the good times and in the bad. When the ups and in the downs. Some of us we can't praise God because we got too much going on. Okay? You got too much going on the outside, not enough going on the inside. See, when you get something going on the inside, your praise on the outside will endure. See, we suffering on the outside because there's nothing on the inside. And we sing this song, Jesus on the inside. Listen. Talking about abiding. Y'all stay with me because my notes is all, I'm all scattered on my notes. But y'all, that word abide means to dwell. We talk about a little bit in Sunday school. They was all over my message in Sunday school. But that's okay. That's okay. Watch this now. Watch Paul. In Colossians 1:23. Paul went through some stuff. Y'all ain't been through nothing. Some of us think we've been through something. We ain't been through nothing. Ah, Pastor, you just don't know. Yes, I do. I know more than you think. And you don't know what I go through, and I don't know what you go through, but I know one thing. We all going through.
Amen.
Okay? Ain't nobody got a good on this side. And if you do, you better watch who your God is.
Amen.
Okay? But watch this now. Here's Paul, Colossians 1:23. He says, if you continue, that word continue means if you abide and stay there in the faith, grounded and settled. Grounded and settled. See, you know, it's hard to get grounded and settled if you only come to church on Sunday.
Amen.
The only time you open up the scripture, the only time you look in your Bible is on Sunday and you try to find where you left it at because you ain't seen it all week. It's hard to be grounded and settled in something that you're not spending time with.
Amen.
Okay? And be not moved away from the hope of the gospel. What's Satan's job? Mark, what's Satan's job? Still kill and destroy to try to move us away from the hope of the gospel. He don't want us to have hope in the gospel. He wants us to have hope in him. Mm-hmm. I sit back and I say, listen to all these folks. They so mad. They so consumed with politics and all that. And listen. Satan will use politics to move you away from God. Let me tell you something. You stay focused on the things of God. Stay focused on Christ. Don't be moved away. Because, listen, hard times coming. You think you know, ain't nobody getting through here scot-free. Okay? You gotta stay, be steadfast. So I think Matthew said it, unmovable. Always abounding in the work of God. David said, one thing have I desired of the Lord. That I will seek after him, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord, what? All the days of my life to behold the beauty of the Lord and inquire in his temple. His temple. You ask David, what one thing you desire? You ask anybody here, what's one thing you desire? And we had all kinds of stuff come up. I just need all my bills paid. I just need my wife to be more kind to me, more loving. I just need a good job. Listen. Somebody say that? I like when y'all preach to me. Y'all remind me when Deacon Nels was here. He preached to me. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and after that, all things will be added on to you. See? See, some of us, we so limp. We so lethargic. We so tired. Oh, we ain't got no energy for the Lord. You know what you are? You're withered. You're a withered Christian. Help me, Pastor. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. You know, and withered, what happens after you wither for a while? Come to my yard. Come to my house and look at my yard. After a windy, windy day, branches all over the ground. Why? Because they have become disconnected to the vine. And when you wither and lethargic and I have no energy and I have no get up and go and, oh, it's time to stand. We got to stand. Some folk can't even stand. When we read the scriptures, I can't even stand. And we're going to have an altar call. I can't even move. Why? Because you withered. You got withered up testimonies and withered up prayer life. And you got a withered up fellowship. Your offerings is withered up. Praise is withered. I mean, I can go down the list. Some of your outfits is withered. Withered up worship. Because you withered, because you disconnected. And when you disconnected, you have no spiritual life. Why? Because the lifeline has been broken. 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 And you got no energy for the things of God. You know nothing. They ask you to do something. Oh, Lord. Hope he don't ask me. Hope he don't. I'd be so glad when Matthew come. I don't know who to ask to do the response read now. Oh, Lord. Jeez. Because you disconnected. You disconnected. Jake come in here. I say, Jake, pray. Okay. I want to see if he withered up. I ain't seen him in a while. I talk to him. I call him every once in a while. See if he's still connected. Okay. Listen. Continue in the faith. Ask God to give you some energy, some spiritual. I want to serve God. Okay. I want to serve God. I want one thing I have desired. Okay? Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house. Listen, I want that back. I want that back. I don't want that to go away. You see, sometimes a branch will snap because it's got too much weight on it. And sometimes you got to prune it back. You got to prune it back. Some of us, God is pruning us back, and we fighting it, and we don't want to be pruned back. And every time God's trying to prune us, we move, and then we end up snapping and become disconnected, and our faith is withered up because we don't want to be pruned. I remember when Cindy and I lived in Mineral Ridge, we had some red burning bush plant. I pruned them babies all the way down, and they was big, and I pruned them down in the fall. Cindy come home, she was heated. Why did you do that? Got to prune them back. Next year, come back. They were so beautiful. They were so colorful, so beautiful. See, that's how God has to do it sometimes. Sometimes God has to prune us back. And we don't like being cut off. So he had to prune us back. Let me give you this. Y'all took it out of Sunday school and just ran with it. Let me give you this. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. Come on, now watch this. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was chief among the publicans, and he was rich. He was a devil. That's what it really said. King James Version. He was an evil, wicked, devilish man. who did anything for money, and he would tax these people twice, three times, four times what they owed. Because back then the Romans say, no, as long as you give us 50, like the dope boys today, here, I'll give you this, you bring me back 1,000, do whatever you make, you keep. That's how it was. He was a Old Testament, New Testament dope boy. So he was taxing the people. So they was mad at him. He couldn't come near this crowd. He wouldn't go near this crowd, but they would have whooped his behind. Okay? But he sought to see Jesus. The Bible said, and he sought to see Jesus, who he was. Who this man was that had already converted Matthew and converted probably plenty of other publicans and tax collectors. This Jesus was converting folks. Folks was giving their lives up. And then here comes that kid. I want to see who this is that's taking my people's. Because a lot of you people work for Zacchaeus. And he sought to see Jesus who he was and could not for the press because he was little in stature. He wasn't getting in that crowd. Okay? Watch this now. And he ran down the road, like the parade, like the Rose Bowl parade coming through town. So he ran down the road, climbed into a sycamore tree. Sycamore trees had big, heavy leaves. So you could hide in a sycamore tree. Nobody would see you. Thieves and robbers would hide in sycamore trees, and then unsuspected people would come down the road, and they would jump out of the trees. So he was hiding in a sycamore tree. Nobody could see him. Watch this now. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today, I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. Let me tell you. What a wonderful conversation they must have had. Could you imagine spending a day with Jesus? Could you imagine spending a day with someone who knows everything that's on your phone? You can erase that history all you want. He know everywhere you've been. He know every thought you ever had. He know every person you told to lend you some money and didn't pay him back. He know everything about you. Nobody want to be with that person. Nobody want to be with that person. Folks be throwing their phones in the ocean when somebody say, let me see that phone. Let the FBI come and say, give me that phone. Crack it all up, smash it all up. Don't matter. They go right to AT&T and get all your business. Jesus didn't have to go to AT&T. Okay? Listen. And he made haste and received him joyfully. And when he saw it, and when they saw it, this is the church folk. They all murmured, saying that he has gone to be guests with a sinner. Jesus won Lord when he went to Zacchaeus' house. When Zacchaeus was in that tree, Jesus won Lord. When Zacchaeus spent a day with Jesus, verse number 8 said, watch this now. And Zacchaeus stood. See, don't run by. Why did he stand? Because he spent the night probably with Jesus on his face, laying prostrate, worshiping God and confessing his sins. And when Jesus was done with Zacchaeus, it says Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, I'm a wicked, evil man, but I'm a new creature. I've been born again. I've been saved. And because I'm saved, I got to do some things. Let me tell you something. You know, saved folks got to do something. You just can't get saved and not do nothing. You just keep on running down the same path. Living the same way. Listen, everybody have an encounter with God. You have an encounter with God. It's a life-changing encounter. Amen. Don't tell me you saved and still doing the same things and still finding pleasure and joy in the same things. Therefore, if any man or woman be in Christ, they're a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And it's intimidating. Y'all know I don't like these chairs. I don't like doing all the calls because he needs to work this thing out. Because when you come in, tell me you come to Jesus. You come to Jesus. You've been born again. You say you believe in God. You believe that Jesus died for your sins. Listen. There's been a change in me. Okay? Don't sit here and tell me, well, you saved, but you still can't forgive, and you still can't stop this, and you don't have no power, and you just the same. Just keep going. We know that story. Just keep going. Listen. You get saved. Stop coming your way. Don't believe these folks on TV telling you, and you get saved, smooth sailing. Okay? It ain't smooth sailing. When you get saved, you got to stay in the ship. You got to stay in the ship. I was listening, I was doing this, working this thing out, and they talk about the old ship of Zion. Okay? And it was a slave ship, and the slaves were singing songs on their way over here to comfort them. Because it was rough. It was rough. Okay? And let me tell you something, folks. We in that ship of Zion. And it's rough. Right now it's rough for some of us. Many of us, most of us, all of us. Come on there. Listen. Paul told him, after spending time with the Lord, Paul went up and the ship was just getting tore up. And some of us are in that ship. And it gets rocky right now. It's just rocky right now. And Paul said to the centurion and to the soldiers, Except these abide in the ship. You cannot be saved. Can't get out of the ship. Jake going through with his mother, going through with his family, going through with his job. Listen, stay in the ship. Don't get out. No more rough waters. I say the same thing to Roy and Evelyn going through, burying mothers and burying sisters. That ain't easy. Stay in the ship. I got my baby sister. I called her my baby sister. She was a kid, was probably 15 when Cindy and I got married. And the cancer showing up and going, Jesus, going through. Stay in the ship. Peter says this. He says, but the word of the Lord endureth. How long? Forever. And this is the word by which the gospel we preach. Listen, now I'm talking about this. Couple more verses. Let me read them. You talking about the blessed man, he dwells. The blessed man gets his strength from the Lord. Where you get your strength from? Some folks say, I don't have no strength. Satan ain't gonna give you strength. Okay? He's not gonna give you strength to do the right thing. He's gonna give you strength to do the wrong thing. He's not gonna give you the strength to worship God. Bible says this. Somebody say, I'm blessed. I'm going to ask them. Who's blessing you? I had this conversation with one of my nephews. They was at the court. He said, well, you know, God been good to me. And I said, which God? See, when God is good to a person, that person in return is good to God. If God is blessing you, then he's going to bless you to be a blessing to other folks. He's not going to bless you just so you can be a man-made blessing. Mm-hmm. It's all about you. If God blesses you, he's blessed you to bless someone else. Okay? Now, verse 5 says, blessed is the man whose strength is in thee. Why you got to do this to somebody? They say, well, I'm blessed. Where you strength at? Do you worship God? Whose heart is in the way of them. Where your heart at? If God is the author of your blessings, then you ought to walk in a way that pleases God. You ought to live for God. Amen. You ought to be like Anna. The Bible says Anna never left the house of God. She was in the house of God day and night. That don't mean she never left physically, but her heart was on the things of God. She was always praying for folks. She was always praying. She knew something was going on. She was praying. Her prayer list was long. She was saying, hey, look, I know Matthew's stepfather is going through. I'm praying for Matthew. I'm praying for Jeremy. I'm praying for them folks at General Motors. I'm praying for Chloe. I'm praying for Ray. I'm praying for Cindy's sister. I'm praying for everybody that I come into contact with that I know personally. And all of us got a prayer. We all have prayer lists. All you got to do is take this home. Take this home. Put it in your refrigerator. Okay? If your name ain't on it, we get your name on it. Okay? Praying for folks. That's what Anna did. She was away from the temple physically, but she was praying for Kenny. She's praying for Rita. She's praying for Michelle. She was praying for Lillian Carr and Lance. She was praying for Deacon Willie Oliver and Claire and all the names on there. She prayed for. She took it home. She took it home. She was serious about it. She was serious about it. Keep going. Keep going. Paul said this. For his work, the work that that God had called Paul to do, Paul knew that he needed strength to come from God. He needed his strength to come from the Lord. And Paul would write, and the Lord had what? Strengthened me. Strengthened me. Strengthened me. Let me.
2 Timothy 4. Watch this now. I'd like to read scripture.
4:16. He said, at my first answer, no man stood with me. Okay? But all men forsook me. I'm kind of feeling that way. All my men. Where are all my men? You know? Used to have some men. I looked at the picture the other day in the wall in Sunday school. When we had a Sunday school, we took a picture. We had Big Dave and Deacon Oliver. We had all the men in the church. I'm like, man. You know, a lot of them left. Some passed away, some left. Listen. Notwithstanding. Verse 17. Paul says this. The Lord stood with me. He said, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me that by me the preaching might be fully known. Let me tell you something. You need strength. I sit there and watch people. When I watch white people in this church, I say, man, you need strength. You need strength. And people are looking for strength. They're looking for strength in the government and programs and all this stuff. The man of God, the person who's blessed by God, strength comes from God. God. And you going through, you ain't going through by yourself. Peter was going through. He didn't even know he was going through. God had to remind Peter he was going through. But when he said, Peter, when you go through, when you get through, okay? Lord Reese, when you get through with all this you're going through, strengthen the brethren. Use it. Use it. You know, I use my testimonies about sinning out and struggling and going through. I use testimonies about how my mother passed away. All these life events you're going through, you ain't going through for yourself. I can't even imagine. Claire talks on the phone all the time. And that's not an indictment because folks call her. But I can't imagine how many times you've said how you talk about your husband and how you dealing with that someone else who may be going through. We all going through. Here's the text I was talking about. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan have desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat. See? And some of us is falling for. Some of us are letting Satan sift us. He just wearing us out. We ain't got no power to fight back. And we ready to fall. We ready to do something crazy. A suicidal thought. I don't want to live no more. And I'm say that's because Satan is sifting you. I don't know what I'm going to do. I hear Jacob, I'm going to punch somebody. I'm about to punch somebody. He's there.
Amen.
That's his favorite word. I'm about to punch somebody. And I say it in jest. I know he's not. But he what he's saying is I'm dealing with some stuff. Satan is about to sift her out. Okay? But Jesus said this. But I have prayed for thee. For that thy faith fail not. Now watch this now. This is the key. So we got to finish these scriptures. And when thou art converted, strengthen the brethren. Oh, that's some beautiful stuff. Strengthen the brethren. I remember a guy coming to me at work. Good friend of mine. One of the officers, I've already told you the story before. And his father had died. And he was like in his 40s. And he spent all his life with his father. He was following really, really close. And he said, my father died. And I had 3 days off. And I came back to work. I had 3 days off. And I came back to work. And everybody here want me to act like everything all right. Because I had 3 days off.
I said, listen, man, 3 days off is not going to substitute for 40 years you spend with your dad. Okay? Don't even think like that. You just rejoice the fact that you had a father that you love and that you had a great relationship with. And one thing for certain, don't let Satan come here and think you just, that makes you think that 3 days is going to heal that. You know, you may never heal. Okay? You're never going to heal. Losing a parent, losing a loved one, you know, losing a spouse, you're not going, then there's no healing. I'm not saying you need to go to the grief counseling and all that. Understand life. Understand life. I ain't never going to forget my mother. I ain't never going to forget my dad. Every chance I get to ride by the north side, ride by the house. Ride by the house. And I ain't doing bad things. Even though they didn't burn the house down now. That's another story. But I ride by the neighborhood. I ride by the neighborhood I was raised in. And all the wonderful memories I have of that. When God put people in your life and share that with the brethren. Okay, Pastor, we got you. Listen, be sober, be vigilant, be serious. Some of y'all finding out life is serious. Being 18 today is different than being 18 20 years ago. It's a whole different ball game, but the word of God is unchanging. I think I heard it a couple times today. Be sober, be vigilant. Why? Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. And if he come into this church, he gonna start with the weakest. That don't mean the youngest. That don't mean he's going to come in here and start with a little Joshy. He's going to start with the weakest. He's going to try to consume you. He's going to try to consume you and devour you. Okay? But the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptations. How about that? The Lord knows how to deliver us. We have to ask God to deliver us. The blessed man dwells in God's house. Dwells with God. The blessed man, strength comes from God. Okay? Ask these questions. Somebody, I'm blessed. I hear people say they're blessed and don't even go to church. Don't even have a Bible. Don't even have a prayer life. I'm just blessed. I'm like, where's that coming from? The blessed man dwells with God. The blessed man's strength comes from God. And lastly, the blessed man trusts God. Now are you blessed? Are you blessed? Precious Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for the man of God. The man of Christ, excuse me. We thank you for his favor. We thank you for him giving us strength. We thank you for him allowing us to dwell with him. And then, Father God, we thank you for the faith that we have to trust in God. To trust and obey. The song says it is the only way.